Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Vitamins galore. Listen to her.
Yeah. Listen to me.
Wow.
Wow. Yes.
Tons of vitamins.
Yeah. Rich McFadden has vitamins galore.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's taking super beats. That's what you need, Jeff.
Well,
you
super
need to
beats.
Get your super beats. All right.
I have super beats.
Have you? Well,
you
better
you gave
take
them
some.
To me.
I know I did. I give you lots of things, and some of them you take advantage of, some of them you don't.
I don't know what that means. You're right.
All right. There's Kenny Kessler, who's got a super brain.
Why, thank you.
And then there's Molly Page, who can't play golf. That's the problem that you
That's
get.
True.
All right, so let's get to what's going on here. Baltimore Mayor Susie, who's he, what's his?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, right. What a model. She was going to run for the senatorial job, Richie, being vacated by Ms. Mikulski.
Yeah.
Until this. She got about as much chance of being elected.
Yeah, you know, not look good.
Yeah, no.
I liked her.
Did you?
Up until she
to know her.
Had a couple of faux pas.
Isn't that, what is the old song? To know,
Once I got to know her, then I didn't like her
right,
very much.
Right, yeah, exactly.
See, and I understand. She misspoke. And
it's not even the misspeaking, though. It's the fact that she, I don't know, I thought anyway, she imposed a curfew for the rest of the week, not the night that was in trouble. She told police officers to stand down, and then... when there were kids that were involved in this, she canceled school. Shouldn't she have kept school going to keep the kids going somewhere?
Uh-huh. Not maybe good judgment. It's easy to criticize, but in this, it's tough. These are tough jobs.
It's armchair quarterbacking.
Well, the argument here was to keep the kids in school so that they would know where they were, because at least the police know, okay, we have 800 kids at this school. They're not out on the streets.
Right.
And that's what they were trying to argue for here. But, she totally mismanaged this. This is...
Yeah, made a mess of it.
Yeah.
Now, there are those who are sexist, not among our group, but there are those who say, women, they shouldn't be mayor. Women, they shouldn't be governor. Women, they shouldn't be president. Wow. And so we have that element. No, there's no difference. There are really good, well-qualified people for all these
all
jobs.
The people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think the woman of the moment, and there's sort of a lot of grandstanding going on around Toya Graham and how she slapped her son around. But, Richie, when I heard her speak, I remembered, it was the basketball player whose mother, don't you talk about my son this way.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
Who was that?
Allen Iverson's mother.
Right, yeah. All right, so let's first visit Toya Graham as she's interviewed, and then maybe you can compare her to the mother we were talking about. Here's Toya Graham talking about how she smacked her son around, or why, basically, she was concerned.
I was angry. I was shocked. Because you never want to see your child out there doing that. There's some days that I'll shield him in the house just so he won't go outside. And I know I can't do that for the rest of my life. He's 16 years old. You know, he's into the street. He said, when I seen you, my instinct was to run. You know, I'm a no-tolerant mother. Everybody that knows me know I don't play that. You know what I mean? He knew he was in trouble. You know, you can make that phone call, get home right now. But they, at the end of the day, they want to make their own decision. We just, as parents, we just have to follow through to make sure that's where they're supposed to be at.
All right, so where's that? What is the woman's name? The mother of that basketball player you can't
remember? When Allen Iverson was in all that trouble and she went out, his mother went out and got in the reporter's face.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's hearsay.
Where you get that from?
That's hearsay.
Did somebody told it to you?
True.
Did Tawana tell you that?
Tawana tell you that.
Did Tawana, don't ask me nothing. Did Tawana tell you that?
This is beautiful.
No.
Oh, my God.
I love this woman, this toy woman, the mother.
Yeah. Did you hear, though? Here's the problem. I mean, gosh, we talk about leadership with the mayor. Leadership with this community is, where is the dad? I mean, that's what's going on with these boys. There's no dad.
She's got
this
six
poor
children
woman has
no
got
father.
Six kids.
Right.
I know. She's trying to do the best she can, and good for her.
Right.
But holy moly.
Imagine yourself in that position. Jennifer, Molly, you're the only two here among us that could be in that position. Imagine you're the mother of six children. You have a job. They're teenagers. There's no other support around. Maybe there's a grandparent or two here and there. And in our society today, you know, we can talk about the good old days. I pretty much raised myself and sort of my two sisters. But we didn't have all of the stuff around us that children have today to distract them. So, I mean, if I had, I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't found the farm, but, you know, you think about some of the other things that are part of, what would some children have done if they hadn't found fill in the blank, sports maybe, some kind of hobby. Or the children today have too much time on their hands.
And access.
Yeah, access to too much.
Huge.
Of too much. So, as a parent, especially as a mother, I guess the question is, what's a mother to do?
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what?
I think you have to question yourself when you realize, and I don't know this lady's situation, but, I mean, she's doing a great job. But
well,
how many
there
kids?
There are some people, Jennifer, who now are after her. Kenny, you've got things that you saw on social media attacking her for cruel and unusual punishment or whatever.
Well,
they
are
abuse of
their
children.
For running after them and hitting them in the head.
Whack them in the head, right.
But you do have to call into question.
Listen
judgment.
To us.
Like,
how do
everybody... No, well, everybody's perpetuating this idea that, you know, kids can kind of raise themselves, and they don't. And you see this, especially in the inner cities where the dads aren't present. And so I think you question her and say, why did you continue to have kids with these people if you thought they weren't going to
but
be
you
around
know what?
For you?
And I agree. I totally agree. We have a society that perpetuates broken families, especially in the inner city. But most people give up. This woman, at least.
She's trying.
Didn't give up and holds her kids responsible.
Yeah.
And you don't beat her up for that. At least
she gets points for that.
Give her the
and she didn't wait for anybody else to act. She didn't want the mayor to take care of her kids,
the police
anybody else. She walked out there, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, shook him, and took him home.
And we also really don't know her situation. If there are multiple dads, if she was never married, or if she had a husband who was killed or died.
Who knows? Yeah, exactly.
Well, the bigger issue there is our society perpetuates this kind of
stuff. I'm using her as an example.
Really criticizing the mayor of Baltimore because she's a woman. They're saying women shouldn't be mayors. Okay, I just love this example. Rob Ford. We should never Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Right.
Should we just never have another male mayor anywhere because of him?
Let's go one step further with this, if we may. Although I should take a commercial break here, Richie.
You should.
I want to spend a minute talking about an email that I got yesterday. A fellow named Mark Harms, who listens to this program and sends us messages from time to time, he sent me a very provocative, conversational, 2-3 paragraphs here. This takes a lot of time and thought for people to be this invested in, A, listening to the program, B, wanting to be expressive. And you can do it this way if you want. Email facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day, email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Molly or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, or you can dial 888-302-DOUG. He said, I thought I would chime in on the females in the Ranger School. Remember yesterday, some of you may or may not have heard the story. I'll give you a quick thumbnail sketch, or Molly can. This is an issue that comes up now, and as women become more involved in the various military organizations, there is now an allowance. They're trying to put women through the Army Ranger School, which is tough.
So even if they pass, they won't go into combat.
No. Yes. This fellow writes, there are definite and well-researched women physical differences between men and women. This is a bad idea. Women's bones are less dense, which makes them particularly susceptible to bone injuries, such as stress fractures, which you see a lot in soldiers carrying heavy loads. Also, their aerobic capacity is lower, and they reach that limit faster than men. This is why these sorts of situations, in them, they will become exhausted faster than men. These are just two examples. I am a former soldier with experience with women in combat situations, and I was also fortunate to be involved with the testing done by 2nd Brigade, 1st Armored Division, participating in testing of females to develop standards to allow them into combat roles. Well, he goes on. The larger point here is that this is a stereotype. Women are blank. Men are blank. Boys are blank.
Well,
girls are blank.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's physical differences.
I challenge that because there are not, with some women, there are plenty of women who are stronger than men in many different ways.
Especially in culture right
now.
There
are.
But
culture,
you have to acknowledge that by nature there are differences between men and women. That's
I'm not saying there aren't differences. I'm saying to generalize and say that all women can't do this and all men can is nonsense.
I agree.
Go to the gym and look at the way some women are building themselves up and look at some men who are trying to get there, and then you see that the generalizations don't work.
Hey, but good job on taking this commercial break. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to do it right now, Richie. Thank you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded to take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You know what I mean?
Hey.
All right. One hit wonder time on Good Day. Who's this?
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Rizzy.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I know. I got you.
I know what I mean.
You saw her yesterday.
I did.
Yeah.
She looked really good. You know what I mean?
She was with my best friend, I think. I'm not mistaken. I haven't heard this song for a long time. You know what I mean? Who is it that's singing this for all the marbles today? Here's the story. Her and Bobby. Terrible English. Should be her was stepping out. No, she was stepping out. You know what I mean?
Stepping out, Dougie.
Stepping out.
Now we know why you were never a rock star.
Really? How do you know I was never a rock star?
I can see you sitting there.
You'd be like, oh, spell check. No.
I can see you sitting there. This lung just doesn't work unless I make it grammatically incorrect. And I can't do that.
No. You know what I mean. I do this all the time with songs. But I'll have you know that I was a premier rock and roller when I was a disc jockey.
I bet you were.
I was.
Hey. Grammatically correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, how are you all doing this morning? It is specifically 24 past the hour right now. And the
actually,
wonderful today.
It's 25 after the hour on the Good Day program. His real name is Michael Olson. He sings and accompanies himself on the organ, the piano, and the guitar here.
How lonely.
In this, why'd you stop the song?
I didn't.
He had to switch.
You know, who this artist is? 888-302-3684. We'll send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it if you correctly identify this gentleman. See how we're doing here. Let's see, what else can I tell you? He began his musical career with the Sentinels, which was a San Luis Obispo surf band. His primary instrument was the Hammond organ, which was not a popular instrument in rock bands at the time. He became a session musician in San Francisco, played on Jimi Hendrix sessions, Richie.
Very cool.
And then he signed with AM Records in 1967. His fifth album contained this song, Do You Know What I Mean? Number one during this week in 1971. Bum, bum. I just saw it. Yesterday. So let's see here. Do You Know What I Mean? In this song, he used a pipe organ instead of a Hammond organ. Wrote the song one morning at 5 o'clock when he claims the lyrics are totally meaningless in this song.
I love
so
that.
So even he doesn't know what he means.
No, he doesn't know what he means. Considered one of the great rock singles from the early 70s. Do You Know What I Mean? This guy completely disappeared from the music scene. Never had another top single hit. That doesn't mean we can't start this over again, Richie. Come on. Here we go. What is this gentleman's pseudonym? His nom de plume. His stage name. Michael Olson, a.k.a. You fill in the blank. This is fun. Song. You know what I mean? Let's see what we can stir up here on the phone. Let's talk to Ken, who's in New Haven first. Hi, Ken. Welcome to Good Day. Is it Delbert McLennan? How come we're having a hard time hearing him, Richie? I didn't hear him say that. It is not Delbert McLennan.
That is awesome.
That's not a bad guess. Though. Yeah, that's a good guess from that era.
Very good.
Dennis in Lake City. Hi.
Hi, how you guys doing? I believe it's Lee Michaels.
Lee Michaels was his nom de plume. Michael Olson, his real name. So what do you remember about Your Life when this song was a big hit there, Dennis?
That was in my mid-years of high school.
Yeah. Did you have a
some
good time?
Some of those years are a blur.
Yeah. But I want to know, Dennis, did you have civics when you were in high school?
Oh, yes, I did. We had to learn about American history and all that good stuff.
Right. All right. So your children know about it now?
Yes, they do because of my wife and I.
Yeah.
Because they just don't teach it today.
No, they don't. Doing a good job as a dad. We're sending you a CD with all these one-hit wonders on them. Thank you, sir.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all 4 wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I want everybody to pretend that you're putting your house up for sale. Now, this is very important, because when you begin to set the price for your house, you know exactly how valuable it is. You know how much you put into it. You believe you know how much it is worth. But then comes the problem. The real estate agent comes to you and says, you know what? We got to look at the comps. We got to look at everybody else's value around you. And from there, we get the market price. Now, I know that each and every one of us probably do not like this, but you know what? It is a fact of life. Why? You assign value to yourself. You assign value to your professionalism, to your personality, to your future, but you must compare it to everybody else around you. Or the opposite. People have to use you for comparison. That's the goal. You become everybody else's comparison, and then you add value. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
When it comes to what's going on in the world, this is how we move. We being Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Where are you going, McFadden?
You're going to New Orleans. Jazz Fest.
Tomorrow?
Jazz Fest time.
Tomorrow.
All right. So you better take care of my stuff in Jamaica today before you leave.
Thanks for reminding me about
please.
That. Yeah,
let's
hook you up.
Yeah, please, yeah. The Doug Gooday program.
Jamaica, man.
Yeah, I'm on. Okay, so this story about the Boko Haram, which most people confuse and they chuckle, oh, just like Procol, or you mean just like Procol Harum, Boko Haram?
Yeah, not in any way.
No, this is a dangerous bunch of murdering, cutthroat thieves who are stealing people's lives by the hundreds every day. But to turn it around, there were a number of younger women, girls who were rescued yesterday by the Nigerian military. What's the story with that, Molly?
Yeah, the Nigerian army says It's rescued 200 girls, 93 women from a Boko Haram camp, at least three major terror camps they said they destroyed. And it was initially thought that the missing Chibok schoolgirls, whom Boko Haram abducted back in April of 2014, you may remember the Bring Back Our Girls campaign that we don't hear about anymore. Well, they thought some of these girls were those girls. They're not. Completely different 200 group of girls that Boko Haram had kidnapped. So those girls, the Bring Back Our Girls, those school girls still missing. But at least they got these 293 women. And this is what Boko Haram does. They go into villages and camps and schools. They don't believe girls should be in school. And so they kidnap them, boys too, and they're never heard from again.
I've heard that they have married them, or they kill them, or in some cases, and now you've seen ISIS releasing videos about this, they start training these girls, which is creepy.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the whole thing is creepy, and not is so awry from what our norm is, from what our values are, from what our mores and standards are. It's hard to, it just, what is that line? It does not equate, or it doesn't, what's that line from the movie? It doesn't compute. It doesn't. In our brain, this kind of stuff just doesn't compute, that there are human beings who are of the same species as we are, who will do what Boko Haram does, what the ISIS people do. It just seems so subhuman, hard for us to imagine. But yet there are things that are, you know, just, we don't always think. We think everybody ought to think like we do, and they just don't. And not all of us think the same way. To wit, yesterday a lot of conversation about the same-sex marriage issue before the Supreme Court, and whether Justice Kennedy tipped his hand or he didn't, and what his vote could do, and which way is it going to go. One of the things that hasn't been discussed from yesterday is the question put in front of the Supreme Court about the Oklahoma death row inmates who have petitioned the Supreme Court to outlaw a sedative used in the lethal injections that they say fails to prevent a painful death. So along with the same-sex ruling, this one will come in June, and it could force some of the states in our country to either find new execution drugs or change the way they kill prisoners. Firing squad, hang them high.
That's what I say. Firing
squad. Feed them to the lions.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
feed them to the lions.
I don't know about that.
Well, is on death row?
Where?
Oh, yeah. Put them up in front of a firing squad.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't
100%.
Hurt.
I mean,
how does that
it
hurt?
Doesn't hurt?
How do we know that nobody's come back to tell us whether it hurts?
No. They can't get the lethal injection, though. I mean, they can't get it right. It takes an hour and a half to get the, you know, if that takes a whole day, it takes 8 hours.
To do what?
Crazy.
To kill somebody with a lethal injection. With the firing squad, you walk out. I would say it's more humane. You walk out and whammo.
I'm anti-death row anyway. I think it's a waste
of
money.
Well, I'm anti it most of the time, but once in a while. Yeah. It's just vengeance. It has nothing to do with deterrence. It's just vengeance. If you kill somebody because they did some heinous thing, it's because some society believes that they ought to get it that.
Like Tsarnaev. That guy should sit in jail and have to withstand every single day of abuse, whether it's a week or 20 years.
Yeah.
He will get abused to no worse than death in that prison in Massachusetts. So let him have it.
It costs everybody more money to put somebody to death.
Yes, it does.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
That's what Jennifer's saying.
Yeah.
A bullet costs a buck.
10 cents.
I walk under the wall.
But it's getting to the bullet. It takes 20 years sometimes to get through the appeals.
But the
appeals.
The legal system.
Nine out of ten costs $1 million or more.
And now with the new information about hair follicles and the evidence that has been used to put some people to death, it turns out was false. It's hard to say. Certainly in the Tsarnaev case, we know he's guilty, but there are some people who were put to death that we don't know whether they were.
But there are also some that should just go. I know. I mean, here's, and Molly, I don't think you know my story. I've told the boys here, but one of my very good friends in life, her grandparents were killed by the Night Stalker, Richard. Richard Ramirez. And Richard Ramirez raped her grandmother before he killed her and gouged both of their eyeballs out and ate them. And it's not pretty, and they know that he did it. He admitted to it, and he sat on death row. Now, he died of natural causes, but I had always taken the position that you did. We really shouldn't kill these guys. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make us any better.
Well, not out of sympathy.
But after talking to her, she said that this would give her and her family closure, because she would have been apart had he made it that long to see him put to death. And she said for her, it's closure. And so I would honor the victims of people like Richard Ramirez by keeping the death penalty in place, even if it is more expensive, or even though it shouldn't be. I mean, a bullet's a few dollars. Go out there and take it.
All right, can we have an editorial discussion here?
Please.
We were off the air discussing your story, and I said, you know what, I don't want to do that. And I forget even what it was after that eyeball.
The tuna story.
The tuna story. Yeah. All right. So if we did the eyeball thing, the guy who got cooked in the tuna can, I mean, what's the difference?
Sometimes you have to give all the facts. I don't want to be gross, but sometimes you have to give all the facts to realize the severity of people's issues. When you just hear, we're so desensitized to the word killing now, it doesn't mean anything to people anymore. You actually have to tell the people how they died.
You know, for the first time in a long time, that upset my, just hearing that upset.
Sorry.
No, that's okay, kid.
They weren't real happy about it either.
No. Thinking about what appeals or doesn't appeal to my sensitivities or to other people, and I will tell you what went right to my head. This is as graphic as you can get. Remember a year ago next
Charlotte
week,
lost her eyes,
that Charlotte got run over in the barnyard and she lost her eyeballs, and I'm looking at her eyeballs and that's all I could think of when you just said what you did.
Sorry,
about the eye.
I need to bring up bad memory.
As long as you were telling the story, the tuna fish guy, what happened to
that guy?
As well do the tuna fish guy.
Looking off by the thousands right now.
The tuna fish story is quite unbelievable. Was it Bumblebee, Molly, or was it no?
Ask Annie Murphy.
Yeah,
you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
This
it's got a guy in it.
Yeah, this guy. This is actually a local story for me. It's been all over the place.
It's got a guy in it.
It's got a guy in it. They're actually at the Bumblebee Tuna Plant. Some guy, poor Joe.
Everything about this is so wrong.
Went in to clean the oven, which, first of all, that's a job you probably don't want, kiddies. I'm going
to clean
say
the tuna
it.
Fish oven?
You don't want to clean the tuna fish oven. I mean, I see this poor guy rolling in there with his little yellow mop, you know, whistling as he goes. Well, then some other employees said, well, must be, where's Joe? Oh, Joe's cleaning. Must be time to cook some tuna fish. So they shoveled in 12,500 pounds of tuna fish on top of Joe.
This is going to get graphic.
Then turned on the oven.
Eyeballs.
Let's just say Joe never made it out, and now these two people have been arrested for recklessness.
Did they do it on purpose?
That's what Molly and I were talking about. Maybe they did. I mean, you can't say that they did. We don't know what was in their head, but it sure seems weird. Don't you think that's the first thing you check? Hey, anybody in there?
Right.
When I'm cooking pies in the oven, I always look in the oven to make sure there's nobody in there.
This is a giant,
like a giant
walk-in
oven.
It goes to 250 degrees.
This story says, here it is. I'm reading it on the Telegraph in the UK, okay?
Right.
That's how big this story got. Staff began searching for Mr. Molina after realizing he was missing, but his car was still in the car park.
Whoa!
According to the investigation.
How do you call his family?
Sorry, we cooked your dad in the tuna fish oven.
Here's his remains, and they sent you a case of tuna fish. Free tuna for life.
The employees had to wait 30 minutes for the oven to cool down before searching for him inside.
Oh my God.
Jennifer.
I didn't laugh. This is horrible.
No, but just the way. Okay, so it was much better. That actually ended out better than the eyeball story. Okay, let's finish this off with a Super Bee commercial.
Why would you do that? There's nobody listening right now.
No.
There are zero people.
There have been no Joes heard in the production of Super Bee.
Nobody left. They wanted to hear every single word in that story, Richie. Super Beats.
They're delicious.
Okay, wait a minute. We got a choice.
Not a chance anybody's listening.
Wait a minute.
To this.
Hold on a second.
Bumblebee tuna really did dump those 12,000 pounds of tuna, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway, they fed them to some other fish, and the fish will produce more fish. Okay, here's the ladies' choice. Jennifer and Molly, do we do a Super Beats commercial or a Squatty Potty commercial?
Squatty Potty.
Oh, yeah, Squatty Potty.
Squatty Potty. Yeah,
it goes with the tuna commercial.
It's
the
already
eyeballs.
Going downhill. Yeah.
Right.
Squatty Potty. How many of you have heard Larry King talk about Squatty Potty? We've been doing it this week. This is a new product, actually. It's pretty intriguing.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I endorse Doug Steffen to endorse the Squatty Potty. Doug and I have gone to the bathroom many times together.
No, actually only once.
And we could really use the Squatty Potty when chatting over the cubicles.
Yes, that's true. All right, so putting Larry aside, although he probably... We could all use these, frankly. Mother's Day is coming up a week from Sunday, and this is a gift that helps when you really focus on it. I mean, it's a little bit...
You may want to do flowers along with the Squatty Potty,
right,
though.
Right, that's a great idea.
Put them inside the Squatty Potty.
Very good idea.
There you go.
Right.
Chocolates.
So anybody...
The chocolates while on the Squatty Potty.
Almond Roca.
I think I've lost. Yeah, I think you're right. I think we've pretty much accomplished.
All kidding aside, this thing actually makes sense. If you look at it scientifically, and I like Jennifer's words, ergonomically,
yeah,
it
it's an ergonomical
sense.
Vehicle you for your that, Rich? Rear end.
Ergonomical.
E-R-G-O-N-O-M-I-C-A-L-L-Y.
Yes, Molly.
It lifts your knees up and makes it more comfortable to go.
This is the natural way to go. Natural way to eliminate. The Squatty Potty is engineered so that your body can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural squatting while allowing for you to use...
And answers the age-old question, does a bear... No.
That's right. Well, if you order right now, you also get a helmet with your Squatty Potty.
All right. So,
no, this is good, though, because, you know, think about the... Sometimes people...
You're going to get one
painful.
For your mother?
It's the kind of thing...
You know what? Actually, I was thinking about it. She'd probably like it.
It is the kind of thing that you never admit that you would buy.
No,
or that
but you know
need.
What? It's unique enough and it's thoughtful enough that it is a good Mother's Day present. It really is. And it, because they have become popular by being on Shark Tank. They did well there. Squatty Potty exists as a result of a son's love and devotion for his mother. So Mother's Day as it comes, call this number now to order the Squatty Potty. Actually, you don't have to call. Go to the SquattyPotty.com website and order there, okay? SquattyPotty.com. I thought there was a number associated with this, Richie, but apparently there isn't. I know. You can go to Bed Bath & Beyond stores and get a Squatty Potty there. Or Squatty SquattyPotty.com.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. It had been high explosive. The airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Jen Jen, as the television report, all the new summer reality shows are being announced. In fact, I noticed also that, Under the Dome is being hyped now.
Yeah, Under the Dome will be back at CBS. That's a good summer show for them, actually. I think this is the third summer in a row it's coming back. My favorite is Rookie Blue on ABC.
That's a good show.
Get excited. You know, towards the end of this season, you start to go, oh, Gotham's coming to an end. Oh, Once Upon a Time, Nashville. Oh, it's all coming to an end. But then you think, Rookie Blue?
Are you watching American Odyssey yet?
No, I am not.
By the way, what's going on? Wasn't there something big that happened on Dancing with the Stars this week?
The 10th anniversary show, but spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it, turn down your radio. Willow Shields, who is the youngest performer ever on Dancing with the Stars and who had gotten like 10s, she was doing so well, got sent home.
Wow.
That was a big one. I know. Yeah. Everybody was very up in arms about that. Reality shows this summer. NBC is going to continue their work with Bear Grylls, who has the best name ever, and has ordered 6 episodes of The Island.
Does he cook tuna fish on his grill?
I don't know. He probably does. Mm. It's a survival show that puts 14 men, no women, Dougie, on a deserted island with limited tools, no amenities, and here's the twist, no eliminations, no winners or prizes. It's Survivor, but no competition. It's 14 guys on an island trying to make it to the next day, and that starts Monday, May 25th on NBC. Sounds like this could be a good place for Molly and I to go to meet some men. They're going to be desperate after a few nights on the island. Let's just hover in. You want to, Molly? Come on.
I'm in. Yep.
Lots of cash going around on CBS's new series called The Briefcase. This one I'm pretty excited about. It's a series that explores greed and generosity by handing a financially struggling family a briefcase filled with $101,000, and they're shown an equally impoverished family, and they have about 72 hours to decide how to share the money together.
51 after on Good Day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Now, now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Not like anything else. People ask me to describe this program. I just tell them what it's not. And it's not like any other program. It is a program where you get lots of help and advice conversationally. Warren Eckstein is a great example of that. He's the host of the Weekend Pet Show, heard around the country on hundreds of radio stations. He is a man on a mission. He wants you to know how to best take care of your dog, how to understand your dog, and how your dog understands you probably better than you understand your dog. Brought to you by the folks that bring you Cedarside. Check out Cedarside.com. Matter of fact, we have a quiz, a pet quiz, 888-302-3684. Here's the number, 888-302, Doug translation. I want you to tell us how many people are sent to the hospital for dog bites every minute of every day. Is it 30, 40, 50, or 60? On average, in America, this many people are sent to the hospital every day because they are bitten by a dog.
You said every minute of every day. You every mean every day, right?
No, I mean every minute of every day.
So how many people every single minute of
every single minute
day
of every single day
go to the hospital
according
for a
to
dog
the
bite?
Stats, correct. Is it 30, 40, 50, or 60? What is the answer to that question? 888-302-3684. You will win for your trouble a Cedarside original biting insect spray sample pack. Yes, you have spritzers in it, the spray that is going to take care of your dog or cat, fleas, ticks, all that kind of stuff the natural way. Matter of fact, Cedarside brings you Warren's report. If you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family and your pet, Cedarside has the non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control. The original 100% organic bug spray from Cedarside is a must-have for your home, your family, for your dog. It is an organic pest solution. Kills and repels bed bugs and mosquitoes and fleas and ticks and all that stuff, the mites that bother your dog, your cat, your pet. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, pets, home, and lawn insect and chemical free. Go to Cedarside.com. Use the coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping. Call 800-842-1464 or go to Cedarside.com.
She's an iconic teen detective and role model for millions of girls worldwide. And today, Nancy Drew turns 85. To celebrate the milestone, the longest-running Nancy Drew fan-based organization, Nancy Drew Sleuths, kicks off their annual convention in Iowa City this week. Jen Fisher, president of the Nancy Drew Sleuths, explains what makes this character so enduring.
Nancy Drew embodies what it means to be bold, smart, and independent. She's always determined to get to the bottom of things. It's no wonder more than 100 million copies can be found in print around the world in 27 languages, and over 9 million Nancy Drew video games have been sold.
Another part of the celebration? Her Interactive will launch the latest installment of its award-winning Nancy Drew mystery video game series, Nancy Drew Sea of Darkness. To pre-order the game and register for a chance to win a trip for two to Iceland, visit herinteractive.com. That's herinteractive.com.
All right, so Warren, where'd Warren go? He is thinking. By the way, the question is how many people are sent to the hospital for dog bites every minute? We'll get the answer in a moment. 888-302-3684. The contentedness. I was thinking about looking at my cows and then remembering how peaceful and easy Charlotte was to be around, or dogs. And I met a dog yesterday. Guy had a mastiff. Weighed 140 pounds in the front seat of his car. And he looks a lot like Frankie, my son's dog, because he's a combo mastiff, bulldog, and pit bull. And so I said, what's the story? This dog was the most menacing looking thing I've ever seen. And this guy says, stick your hand in the window.
So I said, okay. Did he like you?
Yeah, the dog was great. Slobbered all over everything. But there was that peaceful, easy feeling that I got looking at him, Warren. And I think that's what dogs bring to us, that peaceful, easy feeling, don't they?
Well, there's no doubt about it. You know, dogs really just make us feel calm. They make us feel comfortable. They're just good to be around. I mean, I spend most of my time on all fours around dogs, and that's why I'm the nice guy I am. Hey, listen, here's the number for you. Ready for the number on dog bites?
All right, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's see how Jim, what Jim's answer is. All right, Jim, how many do you think?
30.
30. What's the number, Warren?
Well, no, the number is 40, but there's 4.5 million dog bites per year. 1.5.
So it's not per minute, it's per day.
All right, per day. All right, well, that was close. All right, Jim, you get the prize. Good man. Thank you. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on Good Day.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.